Dogville Talks, präsentiert von Jewa Live.
Seven guys and eight albums. I thought I got my math skills completely wrong because 5 years, eight albums. What are you doing, churning out records non-stop?
I mean, for me personally, recording and creating new music is the point. And it's the most fun part as well. I love touring and playing festivals and shows and everything as well. But my favorite is, experimenting with recorded music. So I think it's always been a big part of the band.
Aber um es nochmal zusammenzufassen, für Stu ist es offensichtlich das Spannendste am Musikmachen, das tatsächlich auch die Musik aufzunehmen, also nicht nur live zu spielen. Und das erklärt vielleicht, wieso es mittlerweile schon 8 Alben gibt von King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. I have to practice. So at some point today, I get it right without being a bit confused about the name. And your latest record, coming back to the non-stop idea, even has infinity in the title, and it has like a loop idea behind it. Why did you come up with that? Did you get bored with, among the eight, and now you had to do a giant loop record?
We've been experimenting with longer form music, longer songs and kind of, albums as, conceptual pieces and linking songs and stuff for a while. So I suppose this was just a way to take it further and a bit more stupid.
Have you actually listened to it on loop? And how many times did you manage?
Have I?
Yeah, yourself.
Kind of writing it and recording it and mixing it and everything, I listened to it a very absurd amount of times. And now it's kind of a bit painful to listen to, but That's what happens.
Also wahrscheinlich ist es so, wenn man in einer relativ kurzen Karriere so viele Alben macht, dass man immer mal was anderes ausprobiert. Die letzte Platte, Nonagon Infinity, hat diese Loop-Idee. Also das heißt, wenn man tatsächlich den letzten Song wieder übergehen lässt in den ersten Song, kann man sie auf Loop hören. Ich wollte wissen, ob er das selber schon ein paar Mal gemacht hat. Nicht so richtig. Er meinte, irgendwann hat man es so oft gehört, dass es sowieso painful, also schmerzhaft ist. Und der Hintergrund, warum man sowas vielleicht ein bisschen seltsam anmutendes überhaupt macht, ist, dass King Gizzard, can I do the show? Version. Stop after King Gizzard.
Yes.
Thank you. Schon länger mit längeren Formen auch ausprobiert haben in der Musik. Also es gab schon mal eine Platte, wo sie durchaus auch Songs von 10 Minuten Länge gemacht haben. People get confused though about what it is that you actually do. I read that one time you were actually nominated for a jazz award. How did that come about?
I mean, that was an ARIA, which is like the Australian kind of music award. It's like the equivalent of a Grammy or something. It was sort of just confusing to get nominated for a jazz award. I guess that record that we made, Quarters, was kind of a little jazz influence.
Also wir haben gerade ein bisschen darüber gesprochen, dass die Musik so facettenreich ist, dass selbst so Preisvergabestellen manchmal ein bisschen verwirrt sind, worin man, in welche Kategorie man sie einsortieren kann, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Deswegen sind sie auch unter anderem mal nominiert gewesen für einen Jazzpreis. You didn't win it though, did you?
No.
Ah, that would have been nice.
Yeah. Would have been, I would have probably felt bad.
Oh, right. But seven guys in a band, I mean, I imagine it must be hard enough if you have like four to get all the different opinions together when you write a record. What is it like for you when all seven of you have something to say about what a song or a record should be like?
In some ways it's pretty fortunate. There's five songwriters in the band. But I guess my role is like, I'm like gatekeeper or a producer or a boss or something. So I'm more sort of, curating ideas and sort of the last kind of gate or sometimes I can probably be a bit bossy or, if I know.
Do you have kind of a veto to say, well, no, we're not going to do that?
It's pretty democratic, but it's, I think at the end of the day, I probably just am boss.
Also von den 7 in der Band sind 5, die immerhin Songs auch schreiben. Das macht es nicht einfacher. Aber Stu sagt, dass er so eine Art Kurator ist, jemand, der selektiert am Ende und Sachen, die gut funktionieren, durchlässt und ein bisschen auch Boss. Wir haben Fragen aus dem Publikum, der Fanclub. Warte mal, ich komme mal. Questions from the audience.
Okay.
How do you keep track of all your tracks?
In what sense?
You have such a vast repertoire of different tracks with different kinds of styles. So how do you keep it like all in your mind?
I mean, in terms of the earlier music we recorded, it's more simple. That, you know, kind of more easy to remember or more easy to just wing it, jam it a bit. But I guess for each kind of tour we do, we probably rehearse, I don't know, maybe 2 hours or so worth of music and then kind of try and condense it into whatever length set we're trying to do. So we couldn't just pull out some songs and just play them like tonight. I think, right. Oh, we could try, but they would probably suck.
The record before the Nonagon, you, is it true that you kind of recorded this as to give yourself a break from Nonagon because it was
sure.
harder than you expected?
Yeah. I mean, making Nonagon Infinity was just kind of mentally a bit challenging, and I don't know. I guess we were kind of really busy touring and everything, and it was just an intense record. We just decided to do something completely opposite, which is what Papier-Mâché was.
Also die Platte vor der aktuellen Nonagon Infinity ist die aktuelle und die davor Papier-Mâché Dream Balloon. You love those kinds of names, right?
I don't know.
War das totale Gegenteil. Also das war eher so lovely folk poppy, very almost conventional in a way, but really nice. Easy Music. Und Stu sagte, dass sie auch tatsächlich, dass es mental so eine Herausforderung war, an Nonagon zu arbeiten, dass sie sich das gegönnt haben, diese Platte zwischendurch rauszuschieben. Do you even know yourself what you might do next after this?
You know, I don't think we'd make a record unless we had a spark of inspiration or a reason to work on something. I mean, you don't know where that's going to come from and when it's going to happen, so I'm not sure.
Ja, ich finde es aber schön, dass es immer noch einen Funken braucht, um die Idee durchzuziehen. Also man weiß nicht so ganz klar, was als nächstes kommt. Any more questions from the audience? Of course, from the fan club. Let's have some more. Are you okay with that?
Of course. Bring it on.
So my question is, when do you finish a piece of music? When do you feel like it's finished, really?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yes.
I would say that I'm probably not a perfectionist. I know, you know, a lot of musicians or recording artists and producers and stuff are. I kind of like things to be rough or sort of have a bit of a vibe and feel somewhat loose. Which probably helps not sitting on things for too long. Sometimes you work on something until the point where you can't be fucked listening to it anymore, and then it's done. That's kind of probably a bad philosophy, but it's kind of one that I live by.
I know where I'll find you guys at 20 nach 5, spiel King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. I got it right the final time. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for answering.
Thanks.
The lovely questions from our audience, our
Thank
fan
you all.
Club here.
Thank you guys.
Dogville Talks, präsentiert von Jever Live.